no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
Today, I want to address something that actually Tammy Duryea asked me to cover, my friend in Hilton Head. Tammy and I went to high school together, and it's wonderful that we've been able to connect, reconnect again after all these years. So it was my understanding that our old school sent out this thing about anxiety, and it showed the various ways in which anxiety can show up. I'm going to talk quite a bit about anxiety. I guess you can tell that because it's something that I have really experienced in my own life. Anxiety can lead to depression. And I'm just giving you my perspective on it. I'm not a trained professional, don't even play one on television, but I am someone who has worked with it, etc. And so Tammy sent me this thing that shows the various ways that anxiety shows up. Now, when we tend to think of anxiety, we often think of somebody just sitting around going like this, right? Or just staring off, you know, kind of like that little bird that was in the Bugs Bunny cartoons that just went, nope, whenever they asked it a question. Like this, right? Well, inside you feel that way. Inside you may very well feel that. Outside, however, it can manifest in other ways. And we want to talk about the manifestations of anxiety. Because right now, if you're not anxious, you're not paying attention. I'll be honest with you. It is not easy to stay without anxiety. And right now, especially with what is going on with some states opening and some states not opening, and people just, oh my goodness, the politicization of science and everything else, that's going on, and not knowing who to trust and what to believe. So a lot of us are experiencing and manifesting anxiety. And I thought this was a good list of showing the way that anxiety can manifest. So see if any of these go with you. Irritability, number one. I would have to say that has been in the past my number one way of handling anxiety, is that I just ratchet up into a little bit more of an irritable, short-tempered person. Now, what I realize is that that's a choice. Being irritable is a choice. And it is also not accepting what is going on. The third thing is, I do it probably because it tends to make me feel, I've always gotten through things by being irritable. So that's just a habit, it's just a mode. It's not something that we have to do. We can feel our anxiety without being irritable. Obsessive behaviors, doing the same thing over and over again, even if you don't necessarily think it's the right thing for you. Like putting dishes in the sink if you've made a resolution that you're going to put the dishes away, but just, you know, doing it. Or putting obsessive behaviors can be flipping a light switch on, off and on. It can be doing anything over and over again in an attempt to soothe yourself. So see if you find yourself doing that. Overscheduling or overworking. This is one of the things that I have been doing since the virus, and I realize it. I will get to where I finish these jump starts. I will slide right into the daily meditation program. We will do our live meditation. I'll come out of that, maybe grab myself a little breakfast. And then, boy, I am in front of that computer and I don't get up. If Teddy doesn't come along and bump my leg sometimes to get up and take him out, I will not do that. I am overscheduling because there's really nothing else I can do except really work. Now, the great thing is I'm being very, very productive. The downside is it's an expression of my own personal anxiety, and it's not enjoying the day if I'm cramming it so full. Another one that I have experienced is overindulgence. I was joking with my housekeeper who came by the other day, about how it seems like I'm drinking more alcohol than I used to. And she's just busted out laughing. She said that everybody she knows is drinking more alcohol. And in fact, one of the things they've noticed is that alcohol stocks have been one of the things that have been pretty strong through all of this because people are drinking. It is a way of dealing with things. Not only that, overeating, the COVID-15. You've heard of that, right? People are putting on 15 pounds. That's what happened to me. The first week that we went into lockdown, I put on like 13 pounds. And it was easy because I had bought all this food and all of a sudden my larder was overflowing with all this food. And it was just like beckoning me because I was bored, because I couldn't do anything else. So overindulgence is another way that anxiety shows up. Another way that anxiety shows up is dizziness or numbness. Now, that's not something that I've experienced, but I do know a lot of people who have this. For them, that shows up kind of like vertigo. We call it dizziness, but it's vertigo. You lose your vertical hold. You don't know which way is up. That's what happens for a lot of people. Their minds literally get overstimulated when they're anxious. So far, we've covered 5 of the 8 things. Now, have any of these shown up in your life for you? Ask yourself, are you finding yourself feeling anxious and possibly not even defining it as anxiety, but experiencing any of these things, including, here's another one, sleeplessness or sleepiness or insomnia? Bingo. This is another one for me. I have been catching myself needing a nap at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, sometimes needing a nap, not taking it, pushing on through, and then saying, well, I'll just close my eyes for about 30 minutes at 7 o'clock. And the next thing I know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I did that last night. I lay down last night at 8 o'clock after working, just pushing through on this video that I've done for the Complaint Free Meditation Program. I can't wait to show it to you. It's really great. I've got my guy, my editor, Miroslav, putting some final touches on it, but it turned out really great. Worked right up until 8 o'clock, said, oh, I'm just going to close my eyes. Next thing I know, it's 5 a.m. and Teddy's waking me up. So yes, I've experienced feeling a bit more sleepy. Lack of concentration. For me, that has not shown up that way. Although I can tell you, if I am anxious, I cannot concentrate. Not only that, I can't think creatively. I can't remember passwords. Have you ever had this happen? Like I did something not long ago. We sent out this email campaign and I thought that I had done something really wrong in it. I forget what it was, but I went looking for the email. I went back to backtrack the campaign and what we were doing. And as I was going in, I was feeling a lot of anxiety because I was afraid that I had really made, pretty sure I'd made this big mistake, such that I couldn't remember how my password. And then once I get in, I couldn't get around. Anxiety can cause us to lack concentration and also just shuts our minds down. What it does is it shuts down your prefrontal cortex, making it harder for you to think creatively and to remember things. And finally, avoidance. Avoidance. When people feel anxious, when in danger or in doubt, run in circles, scream and shout. That's some people. Other people, when in danger or in doubt, withdraw, avoid, don't do anything. Although some people are really missing being out and talking with other people during this time, there are a lot of people who are shutting down, who are isolating, and that tends to lead to all the other things, including obsessive behaviors, overindulgence, irritability, dizziness, and even sleepiness. I mean, if we don't have things to do, it's been shown that one of the things human beings will do is just sleep. So, how about it? Have you experienced any of those things during this time, during this pandemic? We're going to talk about ways of getting out of anxiety. Before I do that, let me just real quick check what some of you said. Cindy says, good morning, of course. And Susie says, good morning. Lisa Bartel says, absolutely. Gail says, hitting on all of them. Gail, I appreciate your honesty. You know, it's interesting, too. Most people don't get up and say, I feel anxious today. You know, most people tell themselves it's a mental process. I have a lot going on. I'm worried about this. Their focus is on the cause rather than what they are experiencing. And so we rarely define what we're experiencing and take control of that. We rarely directly work on the anxiety such that we feel less stressed. Awesome message, says Mark. Thank you. Thinking and praying for your family, Linda, I understand. I totally get it. Listen, so let's talk about what we can do about it. And one of the things I want to share with you, if I can get my second screen here to work, is, let me dial in complaint. There it is, complaintfreemeditation.com. Because we just listed the things that anxiety causes: irritability, obsessive behavior, overscheduling, overworking, overindulgence, dizziness or numbness, sleepiness or insomnia, lack of concentration and avoidance. I did some research the other day of the top things that health professionals, this is psychiatrists, psychologists, and people who have studied, scientifically studied meditation, says that it does the following. One, reduces stress, controls anxiety. Three, promotes emotional health. Four, enhances self-awareness. Five, meditation lengthens attention span. Six, may reduce age-related memory loss. Seven, can help fight addictions. There's that obsessive behavior. Eight, improves sleep. Nine, helps control pain. And 10, can decrease blood pressure. So all of those things that anxiety causes, meditation counters. Tammy sent me a message the other day here on the in this thing, it wasn't private, saying that the reason that she was doing the complaint-free meditation program was to try and overcome her anxiety. And I'm here to tell you that through consistent meditation, daily meditation, remember that meditation is cumulative, you will overcome anxiety. I can tell you that mine lessens. And here's something really true. If I skip a day meditating, my anxiety level, whereas it might sometimes kind of bounce in this range, starts to go more here. And if I skip a second day, it doesn't go up just a little bit more, it goes up a lot more. And if, heaven help me, I skip a third day, I am that little bird, just like this all the time. So number one, I want to recommend meditation. Okay, you've got the complaint-free meditation program, 30 days free. Check it out. If you don't like it, that's fine. But everybody seems to really love it. I'm the queen of anxiety, says Therese. I love that. Renee says she's got almost all of them. Lynn says online gaming. Absolutely. Boy, yes. A few years of working on not complaining has prepared me well for this time, Charlie says. Great to hear it, Charlie. Charlie's one of the biggest promoters of the complaint-free movement there is. This is so timely. Shared for family and friends to hear your words. Validation of our situation is so important in understanding it. I'm very excited about meditation, says Tammy. I meditate. Meditate, don't medicate. I have really loved it so far. I'm so glad. And Miroslav is now here with us as well. Exactly. A couple of the old pithy sayings I've heard said about meditation. You can meditate or you can medicate. Here's another one. You can go within or you can go without. I like that one. So listen, obviously meditation. The second thing is mindfulness. Now, go back and look at some of my jump starts on mindfulness. I've done quite a few. Basically, mindfulness is simply being present to what is and not thinking about what is not. You can practice what is called Zazen, and I teach that. It's in my meditation guide that if you join, you get the meditation guide for free, whether or not you stay. So you can read it and learn some things about meditation, including Zazen, which is sitting Zen. And then there is also walking Zen. And all of them are mindfulness practices where you simply are aware of only that which is in your immediate vicinity. Anxiety, as I've said time and again, is defined as fear over an uncertain future. Well, number one, you can be certain that your future is going to contain pain, suffering, difficulty, challenges, irritations, and unforeseen things like pandemics. You can just be certain about that. So now you no longer have to fear it. Number two, you can also know that no matter what it is, you'll get through it. Think of all the things you've gotten through already. I once sat down and did what I called my resume. I spent an entire day making a list of everything I had overcome, every little and big thing, and it was amazing. It made me realize how strong I was, and it really helped me with my anxiety. So, as the old saying goes, in times like this, it helps to remember there will always be times like this. And number two, you'll get through it. And the more you can live in the present, rather than thinking about the future, because all anxiety lives in the future. Let me say that again. You're not anxious about what's going on now. You're always anxious about what's going on in the future. So the more you can live in the present, the less anxiety you'll experience. If you're present, the present is a present. Let me close out real quick with some of your comments. Tammy says, I believe in meditation. Tammy Brown says, this is motivating me to do it consistently since it's cumulative. Yes, that is the thing. When I sit down to meditate with my group, I come out of it and I'm just kind of floaty for a few hours. Now, if things start happening, if Teddy throws up, that floaty feeling starts to go away. There's a half-life to it. In addition to there being a half-life, though, there's also a strength aspect that builds over time to where you stay in that space for longer periods of time. And that's what we're going for. Renee says, shared. Thank you. Needed this. Buenos dias, says Jeanette Cardoza. Buenos dias. ¿Cómo estás? Muy bien. Como siempre. Tú. All right. Anyway, that's all the Spanish I know. Listen, everybody, it's an honor to have you here with me. Share today's message. Let other people know about this. Let them know that it's normal to be feeling what they are feeling. Let them know that they have ways of overcoming it. And most importantly, watch out for those areas where anxiety are showing up in as unhealthy behaviors in your life. If you're aware of them, you can begin to address them. Today is Friday. We have one more jumpstart for the week. I will see you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Enjoy today. You are blessed. You are a blessing. And for those of you who are joining me live to meditate, I will see you in the complaint-free meditation group in 5 minutes. Bless you all. Look forward to seeing you. I love you. Take care.
No more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.